When you use the illusion of ignorance, no longer living it, but simply using it, you acknowledge and admit that there is much that you still do not know, do not remember. Yet that very humility raises you beyond the humble, causing you to understand more, remember more, become more aware. Now you are among the cognoscenti, those who know. You remember that you are simply using illusions to create a localized contextual field within which it becomes possible to experience, and not merely conceptualize, any one of the myriad aspects of who you are. You begin using this contextual field consciously, like an artist using a paintbrush, producing wonderful pictures and creating powerful and extraordinary moments. Moments of grace in which you may know yourself experientially. If you wish to experience yourself as forgiveness, for instance, you could mix the illusions of judgment, condemnation, and superiority. Projecting those in front of you, you quite suddenly will find, create, people in your life who give you the opportunity to exhibit forgiveness. You can even add the illusion of failure, projecting it on yourself to heighten the experience. Finally, you can use the illusion of ignorance to pretend that you don't know you are doing all of this. If you want to experience yourself as compassion or as generosity, you might mix the illusions of need and insufficiency to create a contextual field within which to express those aspects of divinity within you. You may then find yourself walking down the street, confronted by beggars. Strange, you may say to yourself, I have never seen beggars on this corner before. You feel compassion for them, and it touches your heart. You feel generosity stirring within you, and you reach into your pocket and give them some money. Or perhaps a relative will call and ask for financial help. You could choose to feel any one of many aspects of your being in that moment. But on this occasion, you choose kindness, caring, and love. You say, of course. How much do you need? But be careful, because if you are not careful, you will not understand how the beggar on the street or how the relative on the phone found their way to your life. You will forget that you put them there. If you fall too deeply into the illusion, you will forget that you have called every person, place, and event of your life to you. You will forget that they are there to create the perfect situation, the perfect opportunity, to know yourself in a particular way. You will forget my grandest teaching. I have sent you nothing but angels. You may cast my angels as villains in your story. If you are not careful, you will see yourself as the victim rather than the beneficiary of the many moments of grace that have come into your life, not all of which will be initially welcome, but all of which will hold a gift for you. Or you may decide to become a beneficiary in a way other than the one you had initially chosen. You may decide, for instance, that not only do you wish to experience compassion, but also power and control. You may continue giving to the same beggar, going down to the same corner every day at the same time, until the two of you establish a ritual. You may continue giving to that relative, mailing a check every month, until the two of you establish a ritual. Now you are in control. You have the power. You have disempowered them, literally taken their power to recreate their lives away from them, so that you may feel glorified, gratified, and powerful. Suddenly they cannot function without you. Neither the beggar nor the relative, both of whom existed for years on the planet without your help at all, can function without you. You have rendered them dysfunctional and have created a dysfunctional relationship with them. Instead of helping them out of the pit in which you found them, you've dug it deeper. You've taken the shovel out of their hands and placed it in your own. Watch carefully, then, your motivation for doing anything. Keep looking at your agenda. Monitor closely what aspect of your being you are experiencing. Is there a way to experience that without disempowering another? Is there a way to remember who you are without inviting someone else to forget who they are?
These are some of the ways you may use the 10 illusions and the countless smaller illusions beneath them. Now you see, now you understand, now you remember how the illusions are used. Remember what was said earlier. It is not necessary to use illusions in the present moment in order to create a contextual field within which to experience higher aspects of yourself. Advanced beings not only step outside of the illusions, but away from them. That is, they put the illusions behind them and merely use the memory of them to create that contextual field. Whether you use them in memory form or in physical form in your present moment, you employ them every day. Yet if you are not using illusions consciously, if you do not know that you have been creating them and why you have done so, you could imagine yourself to be at the effect of life rather than at cause in the matter. You could think that life is happening to you rather than through you. This is what you may not have known, the knowing of which could change everything. With regard to all that is happening in your life, you are at cause in the matter. You understand this perfectly when you step outside of the illusions. You experience this in your body at the cellular level when you experience communion with God. It is this for which every soul yearns. It is this that is the ultimate purpose of all of life. You are on a journey to mastery, returning to oneness, that you may know the wonder and the glory of God in your own soul, and express it through you, as you, in a thousand ways, over a million moments, in countless lifetimes that reach to eternity. As you journey to eternity, as you move to mastery, you will find yourself confronted with many circumstances, situations, and developments in your life, some of which you may call unwelcome. The first thing that most people do in such moments is the last thing that you should do, which is to try to figure out what it all means. Some people think that things happen for a reason, and so they try to discern what that reason is. Others say that certain things are a sign, so they try to understand what the sign is telling them. In one way or another, people try to find meaning in the events and experiences of their lives. Yet the fact is that nothing has any meaning at all. There is no intrinsic truth hidden in the encounters and experiences of life. Who would hide it there? And why? If it were there for you to discover, wouldn't it be much more efficient to make it obvious? If God had something to tell you, wouldn't it be a lot easier, to say nothing of kinder, to simply tell you, rather than make it a mystery that you had to solve? The fact is, there is no meaning to anything, save the meaning you give it. Life is meaningless. And that is difficult for many people to accept. Yet it is my greatest gift. By rendering life meaningless, I give you the opportunity to decide what anything and everything means. Out of your decisions will you define yourself in relationship to anything and everything in life. This is, in fact, the means by which you experience who you choose to be. This is the act of self-creation, of recreating yourself anew in the grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. So when a particular thing happens to you, don't ask yourself why it is happening. Choose why it is happening. Decide why it is happening. If you can't choose or decide with intention, then Make it all up. You are, anyway. You are making up all the reasons for doing things, or for why things are happening the way they are. Yet most of the time, you are doing this unconsciously. Now, make up your mind and your life consciously. Do not search for life's meaning, or the meaning of any particular event, occurrence, or circumstance. Give it its meaning. Then announce and declare, express and experience, fulfill and become who you choose to be in relationship to it. If you are a keen observer, you will notice that you keep bringing yourself the same situation and circumstance over and over again in your life, until you recreate yourself anew. This is the journey to mastery.